If you would like a free newsletter on this or other subjects, just give us a call at Christian Answers. The phone number is area code 512-218-8022. That's 512-218-8022. Or you could email us at cdebater@aol.com. That's cdebater@aol.com.
And welcome once again to our program. I'm Larry Wetzels, your host, and I'm in studio today with our Director of Research, Steve Morrison. Steve, great to have you here.
Thank you, Larry.
Our ministry is called Christian Answers, and we do television shows on a regular basis dealing with different topics of interest that touch people's lives, that they're curious about. We try to give biblical answers to questions and topics to help people from whatever position they're coming from, to understand it from a biblical perspective anyway, on what it might be. And the topic today is one of some interest. It's on UFOs, unidentified flying objects. You know, those things that you see in the sky flying around, either one, two, three, or any number of them. And of course, we all remember, you know, some of the movies that have come out in the past about UFOs. I particularly remember 1995, I think it was, the movie Independence Day, when we're under an alien attack from space, from the Martians or whoever it was, and things of that nature. So this is a very popular topic. I myself don't watch much TV now. When I was getting ready to go to college, I almost majored in history, because I really love history, but I ended up getting an advertising degree instead, because I really didn't want to teach, you know, kids in a public school or something. Now, look at me now, I'm still teaching, but in a different medium, although it's more like an advertising medium. But I've always had this keen interest in history, and even though I don't watch very much TV, which is usually only when I'm eating a meal, and then I'll go do my other stuff, but most of the time I'll turn on the History Channel, which is one of my favorite channels to watch, because I've always loved history. But what I found recently watching even the History Channel is they're having a lot of shows about UFOs. They're spending a lot of time. They got all these so-called UFO experts from around the world, and they're talking about all these sightings, and they've got witnesses, and they're, you know, and to tell you the truth, when they've got that on, I usually don't watch it. I'll either, you know, watch a documentary DVD that I have on some subject I'm interested in, usually of an historical nature, or just not watch anything at all. But I to tell you the truth, I've really never stopped to watch any of their UFO shows. But what I'm saying is I've seen a lot. Just turning on a channel randomly here and there where all of a sudden they've got a UFO show on, which is telling me, man, this UFO thing, you know, it's starting to turn big time here for the History Channel, which I thought was supposed to be about history instead of all this UFO activity. But apparently it's real popular, and they're putting it out. And that's just one channel. Just imagine what's going on other channels on this subject. Well, anyway, we're going to tackle this subject today, and we're going to get into what are UFOs? Are they real? Are people imagining these things? Is it just a weather balloon up there that someone mistakenly identified? Or is there really something going on? And if they're real, then what are they? Are they aliens from space? Are they coming from outer space to investigate us? Are they coming from underneath the earth out of tunnels to come out and see what's going on? Advanced civilizations, other planets, other solar systems? Is this Star Trek 3? What's going on with this? We're going to analyze some of that. We're going to look at some footage and things of that nature and start to see if these things are real, and if they are real, what are they? And then apply, of course, the biblical record as to give us an answer as to what what these things are, these UFOs, these entities, and things of that nature. And as we get ready to go into footage and audio from some of our radio shows and things, Steve, do you have any initial comments you'd like to make on this subject?
No, people have been all over the map for what they would have to say. You can't believe everything you read, and you can't believe everything that people interpret from what you read.
That's right. Now, with that said, let's start off with something interesting here. Of course, we have a radio show called Christian Answers Live, and we had a show with a guest of ours. In fact, here it is on my lap. William M. Alnor, he wrote his excellent book, UFOs and the New Age. He was a guest on our radio show, and we played some footage from another radio broadcast he was involved in, where he debated a woman who said she was married to an UFO alien. And what we're going to do is go to that radio footage, let you listen to some of this stuff with Alnor and our guest on our radio show, and then we'll come back and do some more talking about that after you get a chance to get a load of some of this stuff. And then we'll get into some of the UFO sightings, some of the video footage that's out there, some of the other comments people make, and then we'll make our own biblical analysis of this subject. So we'll take a break, take a look at this. You'll take a listen, I should say, because this is off a radio show. There's not really much to look at outside of the screen graphic we put on your screen, but you can hear the dialogue from this woman who's married to an alien. And you can tell from listening to her, she really, really, really believes it. All right. We'll be back after you take a load of this.
This alien that you claim you married some 12, 13 years ago,
okay.
Do you live with him? I mean, does he come home after a hard day at the space base and
His
feet up at night?
Stop right there, Andy, with your sense of humor. We're going to get nowhere if we go talking that way. Okay, I did hear the voice of God when I was 12 years old as I was praying for my dog, Jack. And then I heard them when I was 22 again. I am way over that at this time today. And I began seeing the light of their craft, several nights in a row behind my home and over in Barrington, Rhode Island. And then as I was, that same year, 75, I was praying and I heard someone answer me in a simple term, I am your God, what do you wish, I am here. And I kept hearing this every time I was praying. This was in December. I began hearing them very simply as I just addressed. And we are your God. And I asked, you know, who was speaking to me, and he had given me his name. And then I said, they gave me the vision of their craft over the river, which I see very often. And I asked who else was based here. I had heard about UFOs going into the ocean and not coming up. And I had theorized with several people there's other life in our solar system, and they said Jupiter. And I believed that they were the voice of God immediately because it's time for the return of Jesus or his kingdom. Come, and these times today, we are going into the age of Aquarius, the age of revision, of a age of new concept. Our celestial brothers want recognition as a voice of God and no other gods. The creator of the universe is unknown. And I understood this immediately also, and this is why I was assigned to this mission to introduce them as the kingdom of God to our people. And again, they required a woman, and I was very attracted to my teacher, Commander Locke Felcher, who is their number one informer. And he and I were unified by the Lord in reign today, Commander Jiro Engelwer, again addressing a mortal god of the ninth order of evolution, which is the highest in the universe. So this is how I got my mission. And it refers to my mission in John 14 and 16, where Jesus said, you will see me no more, but another informer will come and speak as he hears. And this is my mission today. I was assigned by Jupiter Tri-Systems of the highest officials in January 1976.
All right, and
how I wear my title today, Goddess Irina One.
And you believe you're that other informer?
Yes, sir. This is what they tell me, and this is what I've done for the past 16 years.
Okay, Bill.
All right, now, what did you think of that? Now, there's a lady who had an actual UFO encounter in her mind, and she's literally married to a space alien. And you got to hear her make her arguments and all this stuff. Now, of course, to be honest and objective with the viewers out here. Obviously, Steve, you and me are coming from a Christian biblical base. Mm-hmm. We're already biased toward the Christian faith and, of course, the Word of God. We believe that's the truth. We believe the Lord of the universe is the God of the Bible, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God exists as the one God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Matthew chapter 28:19. So anyway, we believe Jesus is the Son of God. His gospel's true. We believe the biblical record. We believe the Old Testament prophets. And so naturally, when we speak on a subject, we're going to be biased.
We have that worldview.
Exactly. Yeah. So as people with this view, when you hear a woman so convinced that she's married to this alien from a UFO and everything, what is your reaction to something like that? She's sincere and she's convinced that this is the truth.
Well, if a husband hears his wife tell her he's strange, maybe he should take it more seriously. But it's like there are a lot of things you would want to ask, like well, where is he now? Can we meet him? You know, what it's like, or is it, you know, sometimes people, they wish for something that they start to think it's true because they wish for it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of mental problems with people where they get deranged for one reason or another. There's chemical imbalances that take place in people's lives, and they get disoriented, and there's other diseases and things that can take place that cause a lot of trouble. Also, just looking at this, as a Christian, hearing this woman say this, do you believe her? Do you believe
No.
she's actually married to an alien?
No.
Who, as you just mentioned, she can't just have this guy walk up and introduce himself. You know, we have to take her word for it. So what is the reason you don't believe her?
Well, we have so much evidence, about Christianity. And the fact that it does say that there are, extra human or non-human beings out there, angels and demons. Mm-hmm. So if there was something that was very strange or supernatural, I would go more with that explanation. But besides that, it's like when you see something that's kind of out of the norm, hear something out of the ordinary, you have to see some evidence backing it up. Did anybody else write about it? You know, if I didn't witness it, fine. But did anybody else witness it? Can anyone else say about it?
Right. Now, we're going to go to a chart here, and people can just read along. I'm going to get into this UFO thing a little bit, and you can just follow with the charts. Unidentified flying objects, more commonly known as UFOs, have become a topic of interest and fascination, not only in the United States, but worldwide. Known reports reveal that UFOs are sighted around the world at the rate of 6 per hour. Hmm. Nations everywhere are turning in UFO sightings, especially in the Soviet Union, or what was formerly the Soviet Union, despite the official newspaper's declaration that only drunkards see UFOs, end quote. The number of all UFO sightings from ancient history to 1954 was estimated to be 10,000. But since 1954, the number of sightings has reached into the millions. In the United States, a November 29, 1973 Gallup poll revealed that some 15 million adult Americans from all walks of life have personally seen UFOs. Unless all these people were drunkards, there may be some reliability in their testimonies. The same poll showed that 51% of those interviewed believed that UFOs were real. Although a large percentage of known UFO sightings can be explained by natural means, i.e. weather balloons, aircraft, birds, clouds, satellites, etc., scores of scientists and experts throughout the world conclude that as much as 30% of sightings are true aerial phenomenon that cannot be accounted for. Even the United States military has confirmed the existence of UFOs. In September 1947, the Army Chiefs of Staff told the Air Force that, quote, the phenomenon reported is of something real and not visionary or fictitious, end quote. The Air Force then established, quote, Project Sign, end quote, to research UFO cases. By the late 1948, Project Sign had determined, after extensive investigation, that UFOs were real and were interplanetary craft in origin. The Air Force findings were then immediately suppressed for fear of general public panic. Suppression of government findings concerning UFOs has continued to this day. UFOs have been seen in all shapes, sizes throughout history. Early Hindu records, which predate the Christian era by 1,000 years, contain references to, quote, celestial and aerial cars, end quote, with some being described as, quote, a bright cloud in the sky, end quote. Ancient Roman historians reported phantom ships and a fiery shield that flew across the sky. American Indian legends speak of baskets that come down from the sky and sky people who turn themselves into arrows and fly back into the skies. UFO accounts by legend or personal observation have continued down through the centuries, long before Paramount's Close Encounters of the Third Kind or Eric von Däniken's Chariots of the Gods ever made their debut. In more contemporary times, newspapers have reported countless UFO occurrences. One such example is the famous 1952 incident in which fleets of UFOs violated the restricted airspace over the White House for a period of hours. Dailies reported that jets were sent to intercept the intruders 3 different times, but each time the UFOs left the scene at speeds reaching 7,000 miles per hour. When the jets landed, the UFOs reappeared. The UFOs did no harm, but they left radar technicians astonished and pilots tired and reporting giant blue-white lights. UFOs display characteristics based on thousands of cases that openly defy natural explanation. UFOs have the ability to perform unbelievable aerial maneuvers such as 90-degree turns at speeds of several thousand miles per hour. They can materialize or vanish instantly and can change shapes and sizes while in flight. Some have been clocked at speeds exceeding 16,000 miles per hour. Let me say at this point that I personally believe that UFOs are real. I believe there is a vast amount of evidence to support this belief, of which only a tiny portion can be presented here. The question then for me is not are they real, but who are they and what is their purpose? To this question, I can only offer a possible answer. The popular theory is that UFOs are really extraterrestrials who are studying our planet and are trying to help us out. This theory, however, has so many problems that many top UFO researchers have dropped it as a possibility. Some of the problems are radar has never recorded the actual entering of UFOs into our atmosphere. It assumes the existence of extraterrestrial beings without any hard evidence whatsoever. One scientist said, quote, not even one Earth-like planet outside our solar system has been observed objectively or is known to exist in fact. Exobiology is still a science without any data and therefore no science, end quote. Logical questions such as, why don't these advanced and benevolent beings openly contact national governments, end quote. Or, quote, why do UFOs come trillions of miles just to play cat and mouse games with frightened human beings, end quote. With no apology to E.T. of motion picture fame, I do not believe UFOs are extraterrestrials. But now, let's take a look at some actual moving slides, you might say, that will further this case that was just presented about UFOs being real. And then we'll come back and discuss some more about it before we sign off this particular show. All right, so enjoy, and we'll be back. would like to submit my answer as to what UFOs are, but remember, this is just my belief and the belief of many other Christian men and women who have done research into this field. We could be wrong, but I don't think so. Jesus said, "For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible." Matthew 24:24. The scripture says, "Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light." 2 Corinthians 11:14. "Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." 1 John 4:1. And the most terrifying, "The work of Satan displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those that are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion, so they will believe the lie, and so they will all be condemned who have not believed the truth." 2 Thessalonians 2:9-11. I believe UFOs are the workings of the Prince of Darkness and his legions. Many Christians have concluded this along with secular UFO experts who have seen the similarity between UFOs and the world of the occult. All right, Steve, as I just presented to the viewing audience, I'm basically saying that what we're dealing with here is something that's real, mm-hmm. something that people are actually seeing and experiencing, and to such an extent it affects their lives. And I'm submitting to you that this is demonic activity brought on by the Prince of Darkness, Satan himself.
Okay.
Any quick comment before we run out of time?
Yes. If we had a demon possession that looked just like it did in New Testament times, and skeptical people would think there's something spiritual and potential turning to God. But if Satan could masquerade demonic activity as UFOs, then people could be affected by it, and yet they still would not see anything spiritual to turn to God. So if there were demonic activity today, it would seem like this is how Satan would want to do it.
Exactly. Now, we'll pick up on this on our next show. This is part one, so stay tuned with us in the next show for part two on UFOs. I'm Larry Wessels with Steve Morrison with Christian Answers. Email us if you have any questions. Check our websites. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Check out our websites, BibleQuery.org. This site answers 7,700 Bible questions. HistoryCart.com. This site reveals early church history and doctrine, proving Roman Catholicism is not historically or doctrinally viable. MuslimHope.com. This site is a classic refutation of Islam, a counterfeit religion created by Muhammad. Free newsletters are also available.